I've already called Tommy and Mike and Eddie and Dave and Buddy. It'll be a real party. Goodbye.
Dennis, where do you expect to get the money to buy banana milkshakes for all those boys?
Oh, I'm not buying them. I'm making them.
Oh?
Sure. They ought to be ready now. I dumped a bunch of bananas and 6 bottles of milk in the washing machine.
Dennis! Here's the paper, George. It just came.
Well, it's about time. What did he say? What does Crinky say
about
me?
Well, I haven't found anything yet, dear. Oh, is this it? Taxpayers meet in protest at City Hall.
That's it. Martha, I don't mind telling you, I saved that whole meeting yesterday single-handed.
Good for you. Read it to me.
I certainly will. Yes. Group of irate citizens, so on. Oh, a large meeting protested to the city assessor. Here we are. In the midst of a plea by Marvin Quigley, prominent merchant.
Oh, Mr. Quigley was there?
The loudspeaker system suddenly went dead, and the assessor immediately moved to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, fine. You didn't let him.
However, it was quickly discovered that the microphone cord was loose, and one of those present plugged it in again. Quigley resumed his attack on higher assessor. One of those present? Why, this silly paper doesn't even mention my name. Just says, one of those present plugged it in again.
Is that what you did, dear? Just plugged in the microphone?
Well, Martha, I saved that whole meeting. If it hadn't been for me, if I hadn't found the trouble right away, everybody would have gone home.
I'm sorry, dear.
Honestly, now, this is a sample of the kind of recognition I get in this town. Why, for 2 cents, I'd cancel my subscription to this crazy thing.
Oh, now, dear.
Well, by golly, I would too, Martha, if I weren't paid up in advance. Dennis, I'm in no mood for any of your swell ideas. Martha, I'm going upstairs and lie down a while.
Is he sick, Mrs. Wilson?
No, Dennis. He's just a little upset today because he didn't get his name in the paper.
That's too bad. Well, I better be going now. Tell Mr. Wilson I'll leave my kite in the tree until he feels more like climbing.
Tommy, it's nice to see you again.
It's nice to have you back home, Mrs. Mitchell. I missed you a lot.
Thank you.
Nobody can bake cookies as good as these.
They sure can't.
What have you got there?
It's Tommy's new printing set. You just draw a picture, and you press it down on this stuff here, and the picture comes off on it, see?
Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, you can have a lot of fun with that.
But I already drew all the pictures I know.
I know some swell pictures, Tommy. I'll draw a horse.
You can do lots of things besides draw pictures with this. It says handbills, calling cards, personal stationery. Print your own newspaper, it says.
Hey, that's a swell idea, Tommy. We'll be reporters and have our own newspaper like Mr. Cranky.
Okay.
Yeah. You know any news? We'll do just like reporters do. We'll go around to everybody and ask them stuff. That's how you get news.
Yeah, we can ask Miss Cathcart if she's got any news about Mr. Dorfman. She's always talking about Mr. Dorfman.
And how about Mrs. Elkin? Mr. Wilson says she knows everything about everybody.
Now, wait a minute, boys. I don't think you'd better bother Mrs. Elkins or Miss Cathcart. They might not like it.
Sheepers, Mom. Everybody likes their name in the paper.
No, not everybody. You'd better skip them.
Gee, how are we gonna get any news?
Say, I know who liked his name in the paper. Good old Mr. Wilson. He felt real bad today because it wasn't it.
Okay, let's go get some news on him.
Swell. And we'll make the whole newspaper about Mr. Wilson. And we'll call it the Mr. Wilson News.
We'll follow him around today and put down everything he does and says, huh?
Only we gotta be real careful that he doesn't know what we're doing. Or that would spoil the surprise. Come on, let's get started.
Dennis,
having a drink of water.
What you doing setting out flowers, Mr. Wilson?
No, Dennis, I'm knitting a sweater.
With a trowel? Oh, he's just joking, Tommy. He makes jokes like that lots of times. What he's really doing is setting out flowers. Aren't you, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I'm trying to. Now, why don't you boys go somewhere else and let me work?
Okay, Tommy, let's go someplace else. Here, right over here.
Well, all right, Dennis, if you have to hang around, then be quiet. I don't even want to talk to you, you hear?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he wants to talk to me.
No, I don't. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Don't bother him now, Tommy. I'll get it. Hello? Yes, he's here, but he doesn't want to talk to anybody right now. Bye.
For heaven's sakes, who was that? I didn't tell you to answer my phone, Dennis. Now, who was that?
I didn't ask him.
I was expecting a call from my tax man. All right, that does it. Now go on home, both of you.
But Mr. Wilson...
Home! Honestly, those kids. Oh, good grief!
Hi, get any more news on him yet?
No, I went over and rang the doorbell while you were home eating, but Mrs. Wilson said he was resting.
Gee, with what we got, we can't even make half a newspaper.
No, all we got so far is Mr. Wilson sent out some flowers, and Mr. Wilson spilled his water pitcher. Can you think of anything else?
Well, before he spilled the pitcher, he took a drink of water.
Yeah, he's always thirsty when he's working. We can put that in. Mr. Wilson drinks a lot.
That's good. He's out in his patio now.
Swell. We can watch him and he won't even know we're getting news.
George, wait till you see what I found in the attic.
Oh, well, I'll be darned. Our old college annual. Well, I haven't seen this in years. Oh, my goodness, there are people in here I haven't thought of in ages. Look at that picture. Remember him, Bill Hooper?
Yes.
He and I used to room together.
He came from up in New York somewhere, didn't he?
Sure, Buffalo. Buffalo Bill, we all called him.
Jeepers, I didn't know Mr. Wilson went to school with Buffalo Bill.
Me either. That's news, all right.
Oh, now there's the picture I've been looking for. Us going to the big Thanksgiving Day game, you remember?
I'll never forget it. I was so impressed when you showed up in that raccoon coat.
Wonder whatever happened to that old coat of mine anyway.
Well, as I remember, we gave it to the scrap drive during the war.
Well, that was rather a sad ending for a coat that used to walk across the campus with its arm around your shoulder. It deserved a better fate.
Yes. It represented romance to both of us, didn't it?
You know, Martha, I'd give a lot to have that old coat of mine back again.
You would? Just how much would you give?
Oh, I'd give $20 anyway.
Hey, that's news.
It sure is, boy.
$20 for coat.
Would you really like to have that coat back?
Why, certainly. Why, every well-dressed man has to have a raccoon coat in his wardrobe, or two or three. Why, a fellow can't have too many raccoon coats, you know that.
You're right, dear. He needs one for every day and one to wear on Sunday.
One to garden in and one to wear when I'm greasing the car.
And one to wear when you drive me to the station when I move out.
It works, Tommy. It works well.
Sure it works. The Mr. Wilson News.
He sure has got his name in the paper now, Tommy.
He'll be famous, I bet.
He sure will. We'll make about 20 on this whole block. And after we leave this one at Mr. Cranky's house, we've only got one left, and that's for good old Mr. Wilson. Oh, hello, Mr. Cranky.
Well, hello, boys.
Here's a copy of our newspaper for you.
Another newspaper? Well, I don't know whether this town's big enough for two papers. You boys don't want to run me out of business, do you?
Oh, no, sir. We wouldn't do that. This is just a special paper.
The Mr. Wilson News. Oh, that's an interesting name.
It's all about Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, I had a hunch it might be. Mr. Wilson got up early today and he set out some flowers. Oh, that's a scoop, all right.
We followed him around and asked him questions and spied on him, just like reporters.
Mr. Wilson will give $20 for a raccoon coat like he had in college. He will, huh? Did he tell your boys that himself?
No, sir. He told Mrs. Wilson, though. That's how we found out.
Well, I'm glad to see George Wilson still has a touch of the college boy left in him. Thanks, boys. That's a nice human interest story. It'll look good in my paper.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Get ready to have a ball at breakfast with new Duck-a-Ball from Wheaties. A cereal shaped like mini basketball. Dunk them in your bowl. Wow, let's see that again. Sweet and crunchy. They're part of a well-rounded breakfast. But don't wait too long. Duck-a-Balls is only available for a limited time.
Half-worth spike french fries.
Let's try the potato show.
Potatoes! Go, go, potatoes, everyone. Potato Head kids, having so much fun.
Meet the Potato Head kids.
Go, go, potatoes, everyone. Potato Head kids, having so much fun.
Potatoes!
You can change their hats and change their shoes. Potato Head kids are good news.
Only these Potato Head kits available. Comes with everything here.
And I would like my daughter to be a doctor.
Once again, Encyclopedia Britannica presents a parent's wish list.
She perhaps would like to be a museum curator or something like that.
The more we love our children, the harder we wish for their success. But it takes more than wishes. You need to give your child all the advantages you can. And one great advantage is the new Encyclopedia Britannica. It's the best home learning program in the world. A 32-volume reference library with everything from instant information to in-depth knowledge. To get more information on the new Encyclopedia Britannica, call for this free color booklet. And just for previewing Encyclopedia Britannica in your home, you'll get this 3-volume desk reference set free.
You know, whether it's something very little or something very big, I don't care as long as it's something that makes him happy and that fulfills him.
To learn more about owning the new Encyclopedia Britannica, please call now.
1-800-603-2100. You're watching Nickelodeon, and now back to Dennis the Menace.
Now we'll slip this one under good old Mr. Wilson's door, and we're all through.
Dennis, time to wash up for dinner.
Jeepers, I didn't know it was that late. See you tomorrow, Tommy. We'll go over to the park and play Tarzan, huh?
Not if it's like last time.
Okay, this time I'll be Jane.
Okay,
bye. Bye, Tommy.
Oh, no, not again.
What is it, dear?
Oh, it's one of those confounded advertising folders. I just wish they'd stop cluttering up our house with them.
Listen to this. Mr. Wilson not only made Dennis's paper, he made the front page of the Chronicle.
Really? What is it?
It's the raccoon coat story. Local resident yearns for raccoon coat. The spirit of the Roaring Twenties still lives in George Wilson of 625 Elm Street. Mr. Wilson is looking for one of the raccoon coats which were a symbol of flaming youth during his college days and is willing to pay $20 for a fine specimen.
I'm amazed at him. I never dreamed he was so sentimental.
He must have meant it if he bothered to give Crinky the story, too.
We didn't tell Mr. Crinky, Dad. Mr. Crinky got the news from my newspaper.
Oh?
Sure. He said it was real interesting. So he put it in his newspaper, too. Isn't that swell?
Well, I don't know. I suppose.
You're sure that's what Mr. Wilson said, are you, son? I mean, he did say...
Sure. Ron asked me that last night. That's exactly what he said. Me and Tommy both heard him.
Imagine Wilson trying to recapture his flaming youth. Boy, if I had a raccoon coat, I'd certainly sell it to him.
I'm going over to see good old Mr. Wilson now. I want to ask him how he liked my newspaper.
All right, dear, but don't stay too long.
Okay.
You want to put the paper in the house, George?
Oh, that thing. After the way Crinky neglected me yesterday, I ought to throw this into the trash can.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Good morning, Dennis.
You're all dressed up. Are you going somewhere?
Just a little trip to the city. We'll be home around 4 o'clock if anyone asks for us.
Dennis, we're in a hurry now, so if you'll excuse us.
I just wanted to ask you how you like the Mr. Wilson news, Mr. Wilson.
The what?
The newspaper me and Tommy printed all about you. Didn't you get it? I put it under your door yesterday, just before dinner.
Oh, the newspaper. Yes, it was fine, Dennis. I enjoyed it very much.
Mrs. Wilson said you liked to get your name in the paper, so it was the only name we put in ours.
That was very sweet of you, Dennis.
Mr. Creaky saw it and said...
Oh, Dennis, don't even mention his name. I'm sure you're... twice the newspaper man that Crinky is.
Gee, thanks. See you later.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
There's nobody home, mister.
Are you sure, Sonny? Well, the paper said the fellow lived here was in the market for a raccoon coat. Yep. When will somebody be home?
They said 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, 20 bucks is 20 bucks. But I sure hate to haul this thing back over here again. Kind of embarrassing the way people laugh at it.
Why do they laugh? I think it's a swell coat myself.
Yeah, I thought so too, back in the old days. Yes, sir. Classiest job on the campus.
I know Mr. Wilson would like it. This could be the one he wears to church.
Huh?
Say, they always leave the patio door open. I'll run around and let you in, and you can leave the coat there, and he'll pay you for it later.
Well, I guess that'll be all right.
Oh, sure. He's real anxious to get one.
Oh, thank you, Sonny.
Just put it down anywhere, mister.
Okay. Now, I better leave my name and phone number, so have you got some paper around here someplace?
There's a pad on the desk.
Oh, fine. Your father the man that wants a raccoon coat?
No, sir, but he's my best friend. You can leave the coat with me. He's not home now.
Oh, looks like he already bought one.
That's okay, mister. He wants all the raccoon coats he can get. Mr. Wilson says the fella can't have too many raccoon coats.
Hey, you think this is on the level?
Well, sure. He put the story in the paper, didn't he?
He's got to be a character.
Oh, just stick your name and number in the pocket of your coat. Now, you be sure and have him call us, won't you, Sonny?
I sure will. Yeah.
Looks more like a solid raccoon coat.
Oh, boy, another one. Jeepers, this is really Mr. Wilson's lucky day. Hi, Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mrs. Wilson. Boy, where do you see the big surprise I got for you?
You have a surprise for me?
The best one you ever had.
Yes, George, let's see what it is.
Somehow I don't feel too eager.
Isn't it great, Mr. Wilson?
Why, it's not real.
Why, they're raccoon coats. Well, where in the world did these come from?
From all over town. Men kept bringing them and bringing them.
But why?
Because you said a fella can't have too many raccoon coat, but I bet this is almost too many.
Now, when did I say a thing like that, Dennis?
Yesterday in your patio.
I remember, George. We were looking at the college annual.
And me and Tommy heard you and put it in our newspaper. And Mr. Crinky put it in his newspaper, too.
But, Dennis...
They're all yours, Mr. Wilson, for only $20 a piece, like you said.
$20?
The men left their names and phone numbers. You just call them and they'll come right over and collect.
Great God.
Which one would you wear to church, Mr. Wilson?
Martha, quick, my nerve medicine. It's the same thing over and over and over. That's the 15th man who refuses to come and pick up his mangy old fur. What a mess.
I'm awfully sorry about this, Mr. Wilson. So is Dennis.
Well, he should. Turning my home into a raccoon's den. Oh, here we go again. Hello. Who? You what? You wouldn't dare!
Another one?
That was Crinky. He says the story has caused a lot of comment, and he wants to send a photographer over here and take a picture of me in my raccoon coat with my arm around your shoulder. And he's going to call it Sheik Wilson and his Sheba. Well, go ahead. Snicker your heads off. This is George Wilson's bitterest hour.
Hello, I'd like to talk to Mr. Wilson.
Come in.
Thank you.
Wow, what a collection! Well, who are you? And if you're from Crinky's newspaper...
Oh, no, sir, I just wanted to ask you about a raccoon coat. See, my dad showed me his old one.
Well, now, this is the limit. Well, you can just march right back and tell your dad that he'll never sell his repulsive rug with sleeves to me.
I don't want to sell Dad's. I want to buy one for myself.
Tell you, I'm sick and tired of being made the butt. You want to buy?
Yes, sir. Some of the fellas at school read about the coats, and we thought they'd be real cool.
Oh, I doubt that, son. They're really quite heavy.
Leave this to me, Martha. Young man, if you want a coat so badly... Why don't you take your father's?
Well, it's too small for me. My kid brother's taking it.
Oh, I see. Well, I actually don't own these handsome coats.
No, you don't?
But I think a sale can be arranged, however. Now, you see, each garment has the owner's name in the pocket. Now, all you do is pick out a coat and get in touch with the proper party.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
George, this young man wants to buy a coat, too.
Oh, hello, Fred. Oh, splendid, splendid.
What do you say, Fred?
Oh, hi, Chuck. You beat me to it, huh?
Yeah, I already got the pick of the litter.
Oh, well, there are plenty here left. Just examine the merchandise, Fred. Oh, try this one on. That's fine. Yeah. Oh,
beautiful. Mm-hmm.
To the rightful owners now, won't you, boys?
Gee, thanks a lot, Mr. Wilson. That's great.
Fine.
Fine, Miss Wilson.
Goodbye.
I got me a good one here.
Oh, yes, that's a dandy.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, dear? The owners can sell their coats, and you're out of trouble.
Well, it's certainly a load off my shoulders, Martha.
And the boys look so cute in them.
Yes, they did. I wonder if... Oh, no, it'd be silly if I'd have kept one for myself, wouldn't it?
What's the big surprise you have for us, Mr. Wilson?
You'll see. Won't be long now.
Well, whatever it is, you certainly look happy about it. The happiest he's been in years, bless him.
Come over here and sit down.
Then you're not mad at me anymore, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, no, of course not, Dennis. You and I are chums again. Mitchell, you right.
Gee, I'm glad.
Martha? Oh, Dennis, you can sit on the floor. 6 o'clock, zero hour.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your hometown reporter, leading off this evening with a story of a new fad that is now the rage of the younger set. Earlier this afternoon, we took our film cameras to the high school campus. The raccoon coat has made a smashing comeback here at City High. And is being worn by many of the leading BMOC, big men on campus, including Chuck Long, captain of the basketball team, and Frosty Dennison, president of the senior class. Responsible for this revival of interest in raccoon coats is a prominent local citizen who still has the heart of a boy. Who knows, these days may become known as the Roaring Sixties. If so, the man we have to thank for it is Mr. George Wilson. Mr. Wilson, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
The next story concerns a decision made today by our mayor, who says that he definitely is going to run for a third
term. Who cares
about
the mayor anyway?
Oh, boy, you're famous, Mr. Wilson.
Shouldn't you thank Dennis for making you famous?
Oh, I intend to, Martha. Dennis, as a result of your newspaper, I have received all the public acclaim any man could hope for. I thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Wilson. I like to do things for you.
The newscaster made one point that's certainly true, Mr. Wilson. You are a young man at heart.
I do think some of the things we had when I was young certainly don't deserve to be forgotten. For instance, do you remember that fine old sports car, the Stutz Bearcat?
Sure.
No, I'm afraid I don't.
What a car, eh, Martha?
You look so dashing in yours.
By golly, I'd give $100 to have another one just like it.
I'll be home later, Mom.
Where are you going, dear?
Down to see Mr. Creaky. You'll have all the Stutz Bearcats you want, Mr. Wilson.
Deal with it, Dipwad. Wax my nose hair. Hey, Pete here from the Adventures of Pete and Pete. If you want to learn how to stop people dead in their tracks with the perfect Pete zinger, watch Pete and Pete this Sunday at 6, 5 Central.
Now, stay tuned for what would you do next on Nick?